you know, you were a state tournament team last year, Coach. You had a feeling with the kids coming back, this could be another good year, and it definitely has been a good year, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been great.
Just to recap a little bit of, you know, that last year, you know, great run, third place overall. Boy, you had always a phenomenal team from last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, and, you know, we have only one returning starter, but all of the girls that are on the court have all had reps against those seniors from last year. So it's not a rebuilding year, it's just a continuing year.
And that says a lot for you and what you've done in the program. You had one returning starter back, almost a whole new group, and you made it back again. That says a lot.
Yeah, and these girls, just that was their goal. The end goal in the beginning of the season and all the way through has always been punch our ticket to state. And they worked hard, and that was what was in the back of their mind every time we stepped out on the floor. This is one step closer to getting to where we want to be.
A tough schedule, Coach. Gosh, you played, you know, the Overtons, the Mendons, you know, Overton a couple of times, Mendon and some good teams along the way. SCM's a really good team in the D1 state tournament field. So schedule has really helped you out throughout the season, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. It definitely tells us or shows us what we need to work on and what we excel at. And we fill in those holes from each of those games. And they've made us better. And, you know, that district final game would not have happened if we wouldn't have played those tough teams in the middle of the season. And even having SEM at the end of the season, I think that prepared us not only, like, for the game, but just mentally. We have to play 100% all the time.
That district contest went four, and I'm sure going in, you knew that Humboldt Table Rock Steiner was going to put up a challenge against your team in that one.
Yeah, we jumped out really good in the first set, and we actually had the lead, and we fumbled and just could not finish. That was the downside to us in our conference game, too. We were up all of the sets, and we just could not finish. And that was going into that second set. I told the girls, you know, we had that first set. We just need to learn to finish a volleyball set. You know, once we're up, we got to just put the foot to the floor and finish. And the second and third set, I feel like we just did that really well. And then the fourth set, we kind of let them back in it a little bit, and then we just realized, okay, this has got to end, and we just put the foot to the floor and finished that set, and the girls were ecstatic. I was ecstatic.
No question. Get back with the maybe were you thinking, you know, with a young group and you're playing, I see your stats, some sophomores, some freshmen, were you thinking, hey, if we get there, of course, it's great, but we might be a year away with this younger group?
You know, that hasn't crossed my mind. These girls work so hard. I wouldn't be surprised if they come out and give Cambridge a hard time. I mean, our goal is to knock off the number one seed. And whether we play the number one seed or the two seed or what seed it is, the team on the opposite side of the net, we're just going out to do our best, play our best game that night, and let the chips fall where they may.
I tell you, with stat-wise, Coach, Jalen Branson, a sophomore outside, wow, over 400 kills this year, over 200, almost 300 digs. This young lady's just taken off in her sophomore season, hasn't she?
Yeah, she is a great all-around player. I can put her anywhere on the floor. She will be available to hit the ball. She reads hitters well, so she knows where to be to cover digs. She can set the ball. She's got a few assists. So when Macy takes a dig, Jay is not hesitant to step up in there and set the ball to another attacker. And, I mean, just all around. I think it also helps that she played a whole season with those seniors last year and has that varsity experience on the floor and just kind of knows where and what things she needs to do.
Erin Gegg is middle for you and compliments Jalen pretty nicely, doesn't she?
Oh, yes. You know, not everybody's on their game every night, and I don't know that Jay had her best game Saturday, but if you look at the stats, Erin had just as many kills as Jaylen, and actually I think she got a few more sets attacks than maybe Jaylen did. But both of them, I mean, we get the ball up to Macy. Macy can feed two people at the same time, it seems like, and it's hard for other teams to defend two people. So, Erin does a great job, and, you know, she pulls some blockers away from Jay, so sometimes Jay can be one-on-one, and that helps a tremendous amount, too.
You mentioned Macy Willis as a sophomore center, you know, 700 assists. That's pretty darn good. She has definitely had a great year for you as well.
Yeah, she has. You know, you got a team that can – some teams only have one great person to swing with, and some teams have five or six. You know, we got two or three that can swing and get us some kills, and Macy knows where to put the ball at the right time. She also knows about the right time where she needs to use her ability and just dump it, and she's done a great job this season stepping in and taking over that role.
Coach, what about Cambridge? You've had a chance to watch game film on this Cambridge team. What's your thoughts on that number one seed in Cambridge coming up for that Thursday morning match?
You know, I've watched a little bit of film. I've tried to find a lot of different games to just see different things, and they definitely have a good all-around team. You know, they probably have a good six girls on the floor that can do a lot, where we might have three or four girls on the floor that can be good attackers, and we have some good passers. But I think our defense is going to play a huge key. If we can get Casey Tompkins to be blocking like she did Saturday and get some of those blocks, and, of course, then Aaron blocking, and then just run our normal offense. And as long as we have a good passing game, I've been telling the girls all season, you know, we win and lose games because of our passing. We can't pass and stay in system. We seem to falter a little bit. And I think that kind of showed in the Deschler game when we first played them. We did not pass the ball very well. Same thing when we played Overton the first time. But we cleaned those things up at the end of the season, and we were passing better. And that's just what I tell the girls. We have to start with good passes. And then, of course, serving. I mean, Aaron Gaig leads with the most ace serves. So, you know, we can battle and keep ourselves in the game with just serving and passing.
A fantastic D2 state tournament field, all eight teams. Wow, that's going to be fun to watch.
Yes, it's going to be exciting.